Have a key imprint. Think if I add a word or two on it. The Inyan of it was the Inyan of Chochmas Panim or of Kabbalah. The Etzim is the Torah of that type of Roshim. In other words, just like the Pratim never have the full, the prat of which rock fell when doesn't is not nitzchiistic, but the kalal of gravity is nitzchiistic. So the more we get to the sheirish of an inyan mitzad its teichin, the more it has a kiyum amiti. So the teiras panim of it is the roishim sichli kilu. When we speak about a midah b'kadosh baruch hu doing chesed, chesed can take on many forms and tzuris, and it still remains chesed. So chesed, the word chesed, klapi the etzim pu'ula of whether it was giving food or drink, keeping Klal Yisrael alive or saving it from enemies, that becomes the tzura sichlis, klapi the maisa. There are all sorts of inyanim. There's a Balatanya, I think I've said a few times, where he says that it says that the others will mekayim all the mitzvahs. A lot of them are pashut, impossible to understand how. They needed to have different things that they didn't have. And he says that the mitzvahs have the levush that it takes on and the teichin. So mostly he brings a very thing that when Yaakov peeled the sticks, it looked like tefillin on the hand under the tzuis. That was a mitzvah tefillin. To us, it's not even a tzail of a tzail of a tzail of the mitzvah tefillin, but Yaakov the head, whatever it was, the Yehudim of tefillin, and expressed it in a certain way. So the pshat is, when is it tzivui, you have to do it exactly like your mitzvah. But when it was shayach still to work up Yisechel, then they were able to take what he calls the tzura sichus of the mitzvah and express it in different ofanim, and those ofanim were their maisa mitzvahs. But it's built around the fact that the core of everything is a tzura sichlis, and the physical expression of it is just a chetimtza and so on. It's a very important musig in the Maral Teir of the Chal, the idea of the concept of something, the conceptualization of something, is a very important hadzara as to the kilo, the real content of it, as opposed to the mikrodik content. That's his next piece, is a different piece. Here's the haxis. Rabbi Bolulamech, he's stackled in the Gimel Devar. Rabbi says you should look at three things. Rimon of Shach. Imein Adam Shemin Lassus Hab Mitzvah Vishol Lassa Veira. Im Kein Dov Ezeh Gamken Lo Yishmo Lassus She Stackled in the Gimel Devar Tamin. Im Adam Shemin Lassus Masher Roi Yitzav Oysish Lo Yasa Shema Veira Vyasa Kol HaMitzvahs. If a person listens to tzivuyim, then he's going to do the tzivuyim. If he doesn't listen to tzivuyim, he doesn't listen to this tzivuyim either. So what's the point of saying to do these three things? So one thing is, kidov is a kavu lasis. Avla mitzvah is terecholof, v'yitzvah masiyu laver. One teretz is that this is like the famous verse of Rabbi Sol Salanta, that if a person has 10 minutes, he learns Musa, he learns Gemara, he said if he learns Musa, he'll see that he has much more time to learn other things. So if I tell a person you got to do Targ Mitzvahs, it's a difficult. If I tell him to think about these inyanim, it's not a big difficulty, and then the mail will bring him to good. Like it says, Yad HaYadin. take a home benefit about the head, one of the above the head. So he adds so he says another point why it says Vena Taba Lidechet, because it'll keep you from getting close to the thing itself. I want to maybe add a small nekuda. It's just like if I give somebody a gzeira without a tap, I tell a kid you're not allowed to touch this or that. So if the kid is if he listens to me because I could hit him or whatever it is, he would probably refrain from doing whatever it is, but he will pretty much get as close to the brink as he can. The kids love to dare each other to almost do something they're not supposed to do. If a person realizes the impact or the sakana, for instance, I tell him, if you run too close to the edge, you're going to fall over and chas v'shalom get killed or whatever it is, then I automatically click in some zahiris, because if I'm aware of the chumrah of the inyan, then I pull back. So he's saying, if you look at these three things, it's not just you're going to keep the mitzvahs exactly the way you're supposed to, you're going to pull back. And that's one of the reasons to understand why we're trying to be nizer in mitzvahs and make shmiris. And, a person says, well, this doesn't say this is also, so what's the problem? If this Zohar says it's, this is mutter, this is mutter, this is mutter, and you say yes, but, if you understood how bad it is to miss davening, you wouldn't keep pushing it off until it might be too late. It's the zahirus comes from Havana and Hasaga in how comedy is in Yad and so on. Very kasha. Lama, I mean, he's stuck over given the farm. Like, I'm a dam ala ma'alam kol. What if the word is stuck over me? He's coming to explain in a kuda about the Tzuras Adam. Kitzir b'yos Adam ashlay nivra shum b'ya shehoi l'chad m'kay m'skufa. Every person walks around m'kay m'skufa. V'ein b'ya k'may Adam shehoi l'ch b'kay m'skufa. The only one that goes m'kay m'skufa is Adam. V'dov z'os Hashem Yisbarach ki ze Adam ashabay l'mazeh in Hashem Yisbarach l'negdo. The reason why a person does avayus in this world is because einach kadosh baruch hu negdei. Asher shulzev chacham yiratz shemayir shemayim aleichem kemayir basav adam. Mipnei ki adam ola aretz v'roy lefanav melech basav adam v'yesh kan yes basav adam. Aval adam ein roya Hashem yisbarach.
Actually do
Teretz is the things that bother a person are the things that fill up his chushim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created our eyes always catch the background of something. Our eyes give us our field of vision, our frame of reference. The muscle mass of a dream. If a person walks into a room and he's aesthetically not happy, then he's going to start moving things around and put each thing in its place. A person who doesn't have an eye for these things doesn't see anything, doesn't see anything amiss, and doesn't do any help or whatever it is. It doesn't clear up, it doesn't organize it, and so on. The world that we live in is the world that greets our eyes. That's the world we live in. Other things we are aware, every single person believes that munishlema about bacteria and so on and so forth, they don't affect my metzias. And if I tell you don't eat this because it fell on the ground and it has tons of bacteria in it, I look at it, and if it looks clean to me, a kid certainly will be mevata on the science and will eat it. It looks clean, it looks okay, it doesn't look mos, and that's fine. Despite the fact that he knows what his seichel doesn't doubt it about the bacteria and so on and so forth. An animal walks with its head down because an animal is caught up in its own metzias and does not dehair any metzias outside of itself. It needs to look up and to look around to see if somebody's chasing it. But mitzad, where its re'iyah would go to, its re'iyah would stick around itself because it doesn't have a broader vision than its own metzias. That is all balachayim. It can look up to look at things that are following, that are chasing, or whatever it is. But the ikar animal is busy with itself. An adam does not naturally look at the ground. He naturally looks at other people and things around him. In other words, a person's natural tfisa is a world around the person. And that's why a person has a concept of a big world, society, other people, v'chein hala. Because he has a vision that its immediate background is the world around him. What he doesn't have is a natural vision looking upwards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the etzem part of the picture. So Adam was created by Kremes Skufa, so that gives him the ability to look up Klape Mala. And the Her HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Yesh B'Shamayim. He says, like, V'yeda HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yesh B'Shamayim, Le'el Lechet. I mean, the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't get by looking at it, because you're not going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyway. It's not going to help you much. But the sense of what is the world that I'm now part of, Ke'ilu, what's the Metzias that I'm being Metziachis to, looking upwards, pushes the person in the Mesachus to the Mitzil Yayna. Okay, Amma. And that's why he made it the Yira. Dershama Kazal Kim Otsa Sheyiru Lefanav. Klema Shekhar Shpoko Otsa Sodom Ka'isinya Sheyiru Lefanav. Kibro Lahabit Lamala Lisyom and Shemis Hosh Hashem Marim. Kashpoko created people in a Tsura where they can have Yira by looking upwards. In the parasha by the Akedah, so it says that, Asher Om Hayom Elokim Yiroeh, the Har Moriah was the Makom Re'iyah, we go the Liras Ulihiroos, Asher Yiroeh, it's called the Makom of Yira, Yerushalayim is Melosh Yira, it's the Makom, there's Meir Mikdash. The world of Re'iya and the world of Yira, which are the same letters and even sometimes the same order, Yira and Yira'eh, is the Makom HaMikdash. something that is beholden, something that is hidden from me, tends to bring out the ava. A person misses somebody. A person has a faraway dream or an ideal. In all those inyanim, the richuk actually emphasizes the ava. In yira, the more immediate something is, the more that it has on me some shultness or some immediate effect, the more I'm shaykh to the yira. So yira requires ri'ya. It requires sensing that whatever the other entity is, I need to sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you know, I need to feel that he's Oymer Alay, for it to provoke Yira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Chush of Yira in order to, the Chush of Ru'iyah in order to bring the Yira. So that's what's that. Elokim also Shiva Tzanat means HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed for us, gave us certain kalim, so that we should be Yari Lefanav. And that kli is the ability to look upwards. The fact that a person has a perception of a big world where Ruchnis is important, and Bizyonis are very big if we don't hold up, and so on, those are all kalim of being able to see Lamala, and that the Mele provokes Yira. Alkein Oma Histakel Begimul Dvarim. Kmo Yishabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Adam Histakel Lamala. So if a person is mistaka lamala, then if a person changes his scope, then he's not going to come lidechet. So basically what he's saying here is that if a person the is telling me that the person needs to change his frame of reference. A person can live with the day-to-day katnunias, where his whole world is taken up with what's for breakfast and what's for supper and b'chulo, b'chulo, b'chulo. And that's the world he lives in. And then there's also, or he can live in a world of ruchnias. I want to add another nekuda here, which is in line with what he's saying. It says, Sumarei meinechem ru'i mibara eila. And lift up your eyes heavenwards and look who created them all. The sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized the world for us. It could have been in Peni or Sinai. The chelik of the world that describes a certain grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a certain almost infinite ability to create Lamas HaYainis, we inherit from Shemayim. In other words, looking up, when we say look up and you gaze at the stars and you lift your head up to gaze at the Shemayim, there's a certain sense of uplifting. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Chelek of the Bria, we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of Shemayim, there's Yira Shemayim, there's you know, the Metzias of the celestial bodies, the Kadmonim, all used it as a mashal. I don't know if a mashal, they used it as a strata that is higher than man and lower than Malachim, or it's somewhere in between. The Raman says it. The word is, they had that the world that is Ruchnius, for us to become Shaykh to it, we need to lift our head up. But once we lift our head up, then we do the hell of a world that is much higher and much more elevated. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in the tchuna of Yira in a way where in order to have its re'iyah, you have to be mistakel at it. The same is true in a person's seichel and das. and so forth, are not automatically built in. A person's regular tzura does not include it as part of his re'iyah. So that's why we have the makam achet, that's how chet works, and the makam of tikkun achet, the makam where we can do what's right, is when we bring it into our field of yira, of re'iyah. So that means, it's very interesting, yira shemayim, the avodah of yira shemayim lies on that nekuda, in line with Shivi Sashav Megasummit and so on. It's the pshat that these are not new ideas. Emuna, you're talking about mechazik emuna, bringing more edus or rayas or whatever it is. Here is a very different inyan. Here is the pshat, if I lift myself upwards, then the yira should come automatic to it. If I pick my head up, then it's in my line of sight. And then just like if I see some sort of monster running at me, or if I see some sort of chayra or whatever, I run because I fear it. And it's only when it's a little bacteria I don't see that I make believe it doesn't exist. The same thing, people smoke. They know that it's dangerous, and they know that it causes disease. And in my days, people would still argue on it. That's gone already. But you don't see it. If you don't see it, it does not cast yira on you. Yira needs to be, it's only something that's imminent, it scares you. So the Maisa Mitzvah of Yira, the core of Yira in Avodas Adam, is to take in Yanim, which he already knows to be true and believes, and to lift his head up and to be part of that world with those realities. Then it has the impact on him that any materials around us would have. Just like anything we see that is that brings fear in us, it brings fear in us because we see it, because it's now a field of vision. So to hear also. So there's so the Tanya is saying that in order to stop it from Avera, these are histakhliyos that you need to look into. You need to understand the reality of chait, the reality of mitzvahs and averis, is that it's a mitzvah of this world, that there is nothing that stam goes to waste. Those are the machshavas that give the person the sense of a world of tov and ra around him. But for that world to affect him, that the person literally is motivated mitzad yira to do something, requires that the person look upwards. The person has to be mistaken, because as long as it's in the level that we'll call residue knowledge, but not what I have on my mind now, it'll never be mahani. It's only because he has that in him that it's because he has a sense of it as being immediate, as being in front of him, and the reality perceives that it's shaykh for him to allow it to have an effect on him. And the truth was, this was what the Musa movement was really about. It was about, like you said, there does not have to be anything new in what they come to teach. But the very fact that they're pushing to the forefront of a person's mind things that he already quote-unquote knows. Like Mussel says, I didn't come to teach you anything new, but just because it's so impersonal, you get such a halama. So the tachlis, the method of working these things, of bringing your shemayim, is to take things that are behelim the person and bringing them out into his line of vision, so to speak. Any questions?
Yeah, I was just wondering that Alpida's last thing, which the man was saying, is that because the person is a Baal Chomer and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Kenegde Mamesh, that's why he needs the Kema Skufa.
Right.
Just but there's Ha'ara, that when a person becomes a Zakin and the person naturally starts to be bent over, and maybe the pshat is once you know the resichus of the chaimer starts to kind of cool down a little bit, and a person doesn't naturally have that meshicha towards in yoni chait, there's less of a need ki ilo to be mistakel klapi mala.
It could be the person, but even his guf, you know, the person no longer has the sense of self so linked up with the guf. As the guf becomes weaker, could be. He feels that he's receding as a goof, and it's becoming more and more apparent to him. So very powerful. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Call to back.